All right. What's going on? What's going on? If you're hearing me live or you're hearing a rebroadcast, congratulations, because today we are talking about, we're going to be talking about what is real estate role in the sales cycle, in real estate sales cycle. We're going to talk about that today. It's very important that you understand that, because sometimes, you know, if you don't understand a bigger picture, life gets very confusing. Okay, life and business gets very confusing, but you know, confusion is not always a bad thing. Okay, it's a sign that you're about to learn something when you're confused. So if you always wanted to know what real estate flipping is in real estate sales cycle, that's what we're going to be talking about. So I'm going to be talking about quite a few things today. I will not be doing cold calling today. I'm just not in the mood for it, and yes, that does happen. We'll probably kick that back off again starting on Monday. But today I want to talk about the sales cycle of real estate from my understanding. And if it makes sense to you, anything I share with you, if it makes sense to you, give me a thumbs up. Okay, just click thumbs up. I'm gonna try to monitor my audio today. For some reason, after 10 minutes for the last 2 hour streaming that we did, the audio did not show up. I don't know what that was about, but you know, technology, things like that happen sometimes. In case you're wondering, well, as usual, you need to, if you're hearing me for the first time, we've never met before. My name is Ola. I'm the founder here at My Empire Pro. And what we do is essentially training, consulting, and training, you know, training and consulting on marketing philosophies and marketing, prospecting, real estate, okay, and networking. So if you're in network marketing, I do have a little twist to your business for you. I absolutely do not recommend that you continue to build a network marketing business. I do love network marketing because a lot of the stuff that I learned from a mindset standpoint came from network marketing. But from a standpoint of a long-term business model, I just don't see it. You know, what I noticed that I just noticed that a lot of people scramble and scramble. Let me see here. Just making sure I let people know I'm live right here. I'm live right now. Right? I just noticed that a lot of people scramble and scramble. Even some of the top earners, they just scramble and trying to figure things out. We're all trying to figure things out, you know. But at some point, for me personally, it's not for me long term. I have built a substantial income in terms of on an average. I've never built a top income earning, but I've built substantial. I've been in the top 10, top 5% of the industry before. I know that because I know the numbers. And that's actually a bad thing, okay? Because what I've done in any single month, the highest I've made in any single month is $82,000. So that's for $82,000 to end up in the top 5% is not good enough, in my opinion. I feel like you can use your time a lot better and you can create a lot better results. Okay. So that's what we're going to talk about here today. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about some really cool things when it comes to marketing, prospecting. I also want to talk to you about life in general. You know, life can be very confusing. I got to tell you, as a matter of fact, one of the main reasons why I can't really do cold calling today is I'm not in the mood because I have some other things going on that doesn't put me right in the mood. But this is also going to be a form of therapy for me personally, because what I'm going through, you are going through it. You're going through it in life. You're going through it with your spouse. You're going through it with your children. You're going through it, in your business life. But if you always remember, I'm going to turn that off. If you always see, part of the things I'm going through is I have this people here that are supposed to migrate a website for me, and they are pretty much playing with it. Okay. They're taking their time. It's a company that I'm eventually probably going to change because it's just very nasty how they've decided to handle the matters. Okay. So, and because of that, I had to like chill. I had to relax and see strategic ways on how I can get about, again, navigating around the confusion. Okay. You know, navigating around the confusion you know. So this has been escalated. I have an issue with them that has been escalated quite a few times. That they refuse to, you know. So and they refuse to address it in a timely manner. And you're gonna encounter things like that in business, and you have to be ready for that. You have to prepare yourself to handle crisis. You know, crisis is gonna happen in life. Facebook is going through its own crisis right now. It's called the PR crisis, and you know, they sold all this data that people are frowning at, and you know, and they can't get by. So essentially, I have to get on a live chat and, you know, sometimes curse people out, you know, and that can be very stressful. So I just wanted to point that out. But anyway, back to the topic of today. What is real estate flipping? What in the real estate life sales life circle, right? So essentially, the sales circle can two things: buy, sell. People want real estate; they want a roof over their head, and they sell. And a lot of people don't. They can't, you know, they don't believe in real estate flipping truly. And I'm talking truly, not necessarily just believe. Of course, you and I believe in real estate. We all live in a house, hopefully, right? but sometimes that, you know, when it comes to the business side of things, when it comes to real estate flipping as a business model, people tend to frown. People that don't understand that is because they can't fit it right into a real estate sales cycle. Okay, that's the bottom line right there. If you understand, right, from the very core, if you understand from the very, very core, one second, guys, excuse me, let me sip on some water now. If you understand from the very core the meaning of real estate flipping and how it helps the real estate life cycle, a sales cycle, then it should be pretty easy. So I want to take some time today to explain that we buy, we sell real estate. Okay. If you are a real estate agent, you are kind of like in the middle of that. You facilitate the transaction, right? And you make your commissions. You make commission from doing that, right? You help a buyer connect with the right house, or maybe you help a seller connect with the right buyer, right? Either way, you're facilitating a transaction between the buyer and the seller. And for doing that, the seller pays you a commission. Okay. And typically the commission can go, I don't know, 3%, 4%, 6%, right? So that's the fundamental of the real estate transaction. So because that's as simple as it is, when you talk about real estate flipping or real estate wholesaling or investing, people have a hard time understanding that because they don't see how it fits into the cycle. Okay. And I want to explain that today. Okay. So how does it fit into the title? The problem is that there's something called wear and tear on houses. Okay. On real estate properties. Okay. When you use it, you know, the walls get dirty, the carpet get dirty and old and out of style. Okay. And yes, it could be simply just out of style, right? Sometimes you get into a house that has been built since 1930. It has the panel wall, right? That's completely out of style. And because of that, that property is going to suffer when it comes to appraise value. It's going to suffer when it comes to appraisal, right? Because people don't want it, because any sales cycle is based on demand and supply, right? Economics is demand and supply. When there's more demand, there's more money you can command, right? When there's less demand, you can command less money accordingly, right? If there's more supply, you command less money because there's oversupply of the product. And if there's low supply, if there's a market at all for the product, people want more of it. That increases the value of the product or the service in the marketplace, right? So, and that goes for anything, commodity, product, your time, resources in general. The more of it that you have in the marketplace, the less value the market will attach to it. It's a very natural phenomenon, and it affects everything you do. Okay. So real estate cycle, buy, sell, real estate flipping. You have properties that's been built, that's age old, that's been running down. And real estate flipping comes in the sense of you go in there and you buy the property at a discounted price. Typically, we like to do 65% of the after repair value, right? And then minus the cost of repair, right? So if you have a property that costs $1 million, right? You don't want to purchase, and it needs $100,000 of work. You are gonna say, let's see. Sorry about that, guys. All right, so a property that cost $1 million, if it's all good, sharp, and good to go, everything is up to date, it's all stainless appliances, it's all Highland kitchen, open space, right? You have a hot tub, everything according to that neighborhood, and I'm going to talk about that as well too, right? Is in place, so it's going to command top dollars, right? So at $1 million, the top dollars for that property is $1 million. For you, let's say the property needs $100,000 of work to bring it up to that level. You essentially do not want to pay more than 65% of $1 million. That's $650,000 minus the cost of repair, which is $100,000. Okay, that will be your maximum allowable offer on that property. Okay, so that would be $550,000. And then you go, why would somebody want to sell your $1 million home for $550? Because it needs work, and work costs money. But beyond that, the amount of time you're going to put into making sure that the work is done properly, that's money too. If you understand that time is money at all. But I don't think time is money. I think time is worth more than money, as a matter of fact. Okay, does that make sense? All right, so 1 second here. Oh, again, I'm still dealing with these people with the that's supposed to migrate my website. He's saying the ticket is currently worked on. You will get a response soon. Soon is not a clock, my friend. How long have I been waiting? Right, so I have to kind of be on them like this. I have to kind of like be on top of them. All right. So are we making sense right here? Hopefully we're making sense, right? Excuse me. You notice that I'm coughing. I mute the microphone when I'm coughing. You know, one of the many reasons why I don't want to do the live calls. Okay. I'm still trying to heal from it. So we'll get through. All right. So here we go. Let's see. I'm still coughing, guys. So, does that make sense? So, in the real estate life, I still have to cough. Give me 1 second, guys. All right. So, as I was saying, you're selling, okay? So, as a real estate flipper, you go in there. You're just an investor, okay? You're an investor. You want to invest in fixing properties. Some people call it fix and flips, okay? So you go in there, you purchase the property at $550 because you know you're going to put in $100,000 of work. So that $100,000 of work is makes it $650. Now, you don't have to pay just 65%. If you were a wholesaler, you definitely need that room in the equity between 65% and 100%. You need that $350,000. Why? Because you are a wholesaler. You want to wholesale the property to an actual investor that will bring the cash to the table to pay your fees, but also pay for the property. So they pay for the property, which is $550, but they also pay your fee, which is typically around about 10%. You don't want to say 10%. It's a flat fee by law, but you know, it's around 10%. Okay. It could be more, it could be less. Okay. So that'll be $100,000 in your pocket for finding and identifying the deal. Okay. So why do we need this in the real estate sales cycle? This guy is still responding to me. Let's see. Unfortunately, I do not have an estimated time frame I can give out, so how long this will take, but I assure you, I'm sure we'll have it done as soon as humanly possible. They're not acting like humans. It's been five days. Watch the word. It's a late that. Three times. All right. So in the real estate sales cycle, you need to understand the value of real estate flipping and wholesaling for you to justify it in your mind. Because if you're still struggling with the fact that this is legal money, right? If you're struggling with that, you're going to struggle because people can see that in your confidence, right? When you approach a homeowner or you call them on the phone and you're making an offer, you're going to struggle because even you yourself don't even believe in what you're doing. And that's what, when I call, if you've been watching me cold call here, when I call, I have no shame in my game. I'm telling them, listen, I don't. Is your property pretty and stuff? And you need top dollars? Okay, keep my number because I'm the one that can buy the property off your hands if you need to get rid of it. If it needs work, you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to worry about closing costs. You don't have to worry about long closing. We can close in 5 to 7 days, all cash, if you need to get rid of it. But I'm not paying $1 million. I'm paying the maximum I'm going to pay right now, I'm going to tell you, $650,000. Oh, no. Well, I can respect that. You know, I can respect that you need top dollar for your home. Please keep my number in case you have friends and family that would love to get rid of a property they don't want. There's multiple reasons why people have properties that they don't want. There's multiple different reasons. And we could start from they're backed up on payments. We could start from, let's say, divorce. They just want to move on, right? We could also go into they inherited a property that they don't want, right? People inherit an old school property somewhere that they don't want to deal with. They have their own life. But, you know, they inherited the property, right? So they just want to get rid of it. They want that. It's $1 million, yes, but they don't want to wait for the market to prove that. They don't want to wait for 100 days on the market to know if it's $1 million or not. We do the math. We do the comps. We say, yeah, it's worth $1 million, but I want to pay $650 for it. They say, you want to give me $650 right now? Yeah, take this away from me. Yeah, $650. No, but it needs $50,000 work. That makes it $600,000, right? Yeah, I'm going to put on that contract right now. I turn around as a wholesaler. Okay, I'm still a flipper. I'm just not a fix and flipper. Okay, most people refer to a flipper as a person that actually fix and flip. But it depends on where you are, what state you are in, right? So you just say, you know, I'll put it on the contract right now. We'll close in 5 to 7 days. You turn around, you engage your investors in your network, which you should be a part of a network. That's extremely easy to do. All you have to do is go to meetup.com and join a local real estate investors association. They will, if you know how to find and identify deals like this, they will fall heads over heels in love with you. Okay. Because you're putting food on their table, okay? And they will pay you $100,000 for finding such a deal, okay? $100,000 is 10% of $1 million. So if this was $100,000 home, right? If that was $100,000, you can expect to make $10,000 from that, okay? Now, it can be low, it can be more. It depends on quite a few things, okay? Let me see what this guy is saying again. It's making noise. All right, so I reminded him again, and we have to keep it moving, right? All right, so with that being said, that's the sales cycle right there for real estate. But where real estate flipping fits into is when you have distressed properties. You have a distressed homeowner, you have a distressed property, and you have, obviously you need them to be motivated because there are people that are distressed owners and they are distressed properties and they're not motivated to sell. They're probably delusional. Some people are like that. But rightfully so, because they probably feel like their property is worth a lot more. That's not your problem. Or you keep it moving because there's thousands upon thousands of leads. There's 3,000 leads of pre-foreclosure right now in my system that I have to call, right? So, and there's new one coming in every day. So it's not everybody, it's not going to be your client. Okay. If it was that easy, I think about it. Everybody will be doing it, right? So it's obviously not that easy, but it's simple. Okay, it's as simple as what I just explained to you. And the simplest thing you can do for yourself is to narrow down what you need to focus on down to what you need to focus on. Okay, narrow that down all the way to what you need to focus on. Okay, like that means what do I need to do to get to the next level, right? Confusion is a great thing, it's an asset. Okay, if you think confusion is a curse, you have a serious problem and you're going to suffer for a long time. And the only source of suffering, it's not the only one, but one of the few sources of suffering is not facing reality, okay? We are going to make mistakes in life, okay? And you're not going to get everything right, okay? And somebody's going to be mad at you for making mistakes, right? You need to understand that. That's just called, it's called life, okay? But that's what makes it even sweeter, because once you overcome, once you get across to the other side, right, then that's called victory, okay? If you are not in a bad place, that would not be called victory, okay? That would be called he in the same spot, okay? You could be born with a silver spoon in your mouth, right? And you have all this money, and if that's all you knew, you could be depressed for the rest of your life. Why? Because there's no reference point to triumph. Does that make sense? There's no reference point to overcoming, to, hey, this is where I was, this is where I'm trying to get to. And that's something I want you to understand about gratitude in general. If you want to be grateful, all this, right? I can talk about all the technicalities of real estate flipping and wholesaling, right? But really, the reason why you may be struggling in understanding how it fits into the sales cycle and how valuable it is because of lack of gratitude, okay? Lack of appreciation. Appreciation doesn't mean you say thank you all the time. It simply means you know how to look at something and see the value in it, okay? Doesn't mean you have to love it. You just know how to look at something square in its face and say, I see the value in this. I see how this can make sense to someone. Doesn't necessarily have to make sense to you or be something you personally fall in love with. You just relax and say, I'm in my own feelings, but let me see. This is kind of making sense. That's making sense, right? This is making sense. So, and that's something I wanted to point out to you. Gratitude, appreciation, okay? Appreciation, because if you don't know how to do that, you won't know how to see ugly houses and see the beauty in it. See, for me, when I see pretty houses, I run. Because, there's no reason for that person to sell me the house at 65% of after repair value. Could you jam a very pretty house at a good price because of other reasons in that person's life? Yes. But typically it's not going to happen unless you're in the game. Okay. You're not going to get lucky unless you're in the game. People that get lucky the most are people that are in the game already. Okay. And I tell you all kinds of stuff. I have tons of stories where I got lucky because I was in the game. Okay. I was just about, and then a deal fell on my lap, and a deal falls on my lap means 25, 30, 35 grand. Okay. And that's why I show up every day as much as I can. If not because of this cough right here, I would be showing up every single day and I would be calling, because calling is me bringing value to the marketplace. So talking about bringing value to the marketplace, again, we're talking about where real estate flipping fits into in the real estate sales cycle. Okay. Beautiful. That's what we're talking about, right? So now if you, excuse me, I'm supposed to mute myself before I did that. But if you look at when you call people and you're afraid, right? And you're like, they're going to crush me out, right? I get that all the time. If you watch me here, do the live code calling here every Monday through Friday, you'll see that people can come off as intimidating, especially if you're calling pre-foreclosures, because that's a very touchy subject in people's life. People get very angry and irated, and they will take out their anger on you. And it's not really your fault. You're just doing business, right? And they do that. You're gonna experience that a lot. But I show up regardless because I know inside of my core, inside of myself, I know that I'm bringing value to the marketplace. You can't tell me nothing. Okay. I'm calling you because I'm assuming that there's a chance that that house is a liability for you and you want to get rid of it. And all you have to do is prove me wrong. And I'm going to be wrong probably about 95% of the time. That's the idea. 3 to 5% of that time, I'm going to pick up a deal. Okay, and which part of 3% of that spectrum of all those leads is going to be? I don't know. I can make those 3% in the first week. It could be on the last week of the 10-week stretch. Okay, so for example, the stretch that I'm doing right now, I've done a whole week and a half, and there's no deals yet. That makes sense, because if it was easier than that, everybody else would be doing it. It's the same thing when you send out direct mailing. A ton of people are not going to be interested in what you have to offer. But that's okay. That's why you make 20, 25 grand from each one that clicks, because that one will pull you light years ahead. And that's why quitters will never make it, because they quit before they get to that point. It's the same thing with Facebook marketing. My Facebook marketing, I was telling a partner of mine yesterday, I said, listen, 4.68% is like balling. 4.68% click-through rate. That means out of every 1,000 people that sees my ad, 46.8 people pick up. Actually click on the ad. And it was like, that's huge. Yeah, that's huge. And Facebook told me that's huge, because Facebook has something they call the relevance score. That means how relevant your marketing message is to the audience you're targeting, right? And that's scaled on a scale of 1 to 10, right? And Facebook on this one ad gave me a 9. It's unheard of, okay? And how? Because I've mastered the art of connecting the message, with the market. Okay, there are three M's, right? In marketing, if you really, because by the way, as a real estate flipper, you're really in the business of marketing. That's all you're doing. Okay, you're really in the business of flipping. No, sorry, marketing, not flipping. The product happens to be real estate. Okay, but your job is to find and identify good deals. That's marketing. Okay, so when it comes to marketing, part of your job, remember, we already know that 5% only is really all you need. But to get that 5%, you have to get these three M's right. Okay, if you don't get this 3M right, you're gonna be scrambling for a long time. You're gonna miss out a lot. Okay, now with that being said, it's true that you can't say the wrong thing to the right person and you can't say the right thing to the wrong person. If it's a click, if it's the right person, if they're motivated, they will actually help you close the deal. How's that? So really all you have to do at the end of the day is to just get busy. That's really all you have to do. Get started and get busy. That's really all you have to do, because the market and the system and your own flow and your own mistakes will arrange the universe for you and everything will fall in place. And all you have to do, again, like I keep saying, is to get started and get going. Don't ever stop. If you're going to have temptations to stop, it's going to get tiring. It's going to be you're going to feel weak. Okay. You know what? If you didn't, everybody else would be doing it. But because it's hard, okay, everybody else is not going to be doing it. And that leaves you and I to take advantage of this marketplace. Does that make sense? If you want a copy of my book, all the stuff is in my book, myempirepro.com. That's where you want to go to download that, okay? Excuse me. All right. So Let me arrange myself here. Okay. We're talking about marketing. There are three M's that you need to arrange to increase your chances of nailing your 3 to 5%. Okay. Your 3 is going to be 3 to 5%. The market is never going to be better than that. Why? Because there's just so much going on the internet. On the internet, on people's mailing, when you send mailing to people's houses, they are receiving about 100 letters. Okay. Because it's not just you that found out that they're in pre-foreclosure. It's not just you. Like, get over yourself. So really the only thing that's going to help you here is consistency. Being the person that you show up all the time with your letter, with your marketing message, with your Facebook ads, with your phone calls. You're the person that they see everywhere. You ever notice that your favorite gurus are just everywhere? They just seems like they're in your face every time you log onto the computer, in your emails, they're in your newsfeed, they're on your table right now, on your kitchen counter, because they sent the letter to your house too, right? Or they're busy talking to them, or they're always publishing videos, right? You ever notice that? Because it's about being everywhere. You got to be everywhere. It's about attention. I hate to say it, but you're almost like an attention whore. Okay? That's just what it is. That's what it takes. Because if it was easier than that, remember, everybody else would be doing it. So the three M's. What is the three M's? I said you have to match the message with the right market. Okay? But there's an M. That's M, right? Those are two M's. There's another M there, and that's media. Okay? Media. What medium are you using to connect to the message with the market? The market is the people that are consuming your product, the people that you expect to consume your product and your services, right? Those people, at the end of the day, they're the boss, okay? Your boss is not your boss. Nobody is the boss. The boss is the person that has the wallet in the pocket, right? Money comes from people at the end of the day. So you got to talk to people. You got to reach out to people. Exposure is everything. You got to reach out to people. You got somehow, some way, indirectly, directly, passively, actively, whatever you want to call it, you have to create exposure for your business, because exposure is everything. Attention is the currency of marketing. Without it, you're not going to make money, because money comes from where? It comes from people. So three M's: market, message, and the media. Media, the medium that you choose to market through has to align with the purpose, okay? So for example, in real estate flipping, we find properties in all type of different ways. The way I started is I find the market. What's the market for what I have to offer? What I had to offer was get rid of this property for you. This is a liability. So people are underwater with their mortgages, right? They owe $400,000, but the property is worth only $100,000. It happens all day. It happened heavily back in 2005, 6, 7, 8, and 9, right? And still happens sometimes now, right? And the solution to that was short sales. You short sale and then you wholesale the deal, right? And that was what I had to offer. But I have to be targeting the right market. The right market, okay? My message is, I'm going to help you get rid of your property. Like, you and I, we already know that your property is a piece of shit. like it's a liability. It's taking money out of your pocket. As a matter of fact, you already went broke. As a matter of fact, you're owing $400,000 on a $100,000 home, right? You and I know that. Like, we see eye to eye, right? But you're the market. I have the message. So I have to connect the market with the message to the right medium. The right medium for me, and probably up to today, is direct mailing, like literally snail mail to the post office, because the only information I have of you is the address of your property, because that's published publicly every time you're 3 months late or more in New Jersey. That's called lease pendings. Lease pendings stands for lawsuit, pending lawsuit, right? And every time you're 3 months or more, 3 months late, they file that paperwork, and that's how I know you're late, okay? And there's a couple of stages in between. There's default, there's this, there's blah. They call them all kind of different names. I don't care about all those names. Bottom line is that you fall into my segment of the market now, and I have a message for you. And the only way I can reach out to you is based on the information that I have. What I have is the address to your property. I may have address to your home if you're a landlord that lives out of state or you live out of the property, non-owner occupied property. I may have access to your mailing address, sometimes to your PO box. Any address I find is essentially the right medium, okay? And but there are today, because of technology, that was back in 5, 6, 7, right? 2005 and 6 and 7, right? Today, because of technology, you can get creative in all type of ways to collect data and market to the right audience, okay? So one of the things that I've used is when you send a letter to people, you know, stand out a little bit. Don't just send a letter and tell people to call you. As a matter of fact, I sent an email out this morning where I said, if you are spending a dime, every dime you spend and every second of your resources and time that you spend on marketing, make sure that it has a residual positive effect on the long run of your business. Because if you don't do that, you're going to go broke, because marketing is getting more and more expensive on a daily basis. This is applicable either networking, in marketing, in real estate, right? You're spending money, but you don't have a way to retain people, right? You're going to suffer. You're going to have a problem. So, for example, today, my wife went to pick up a car, and we got there, and the gentleman was really, really good at making sure he stresses enough. Like, listen, you're my people. I help you out. I hooked you up real good. I need you to refer your people to me. I need you to post on Facebook. That's good and all. And some people will do. But even more now than ever before, you need to make sure that you create scenarios where that stuff is automatic, like automation, like when it comes to follow. Like, for example, before we went there, we checked on the internet, and we checked the car that we wanted, and they said, hey, fill out this form so you can save 50, so you can save 50 minutes at the dealership. Guess what we did? You know, I kind of know the game because I'm a marketer, but it wasn't about the 50 minutes they're trying to save me. That was just, I'm thinking, like, every time I see that, I'm paying attention to the marketing elements. Like I'm looking at this wall right now, I'm paying attention to the market element. I'm looking at the wall behind me right now, I'm trying to see how I can advertise some stuff behind it that can be in your face, maybe something that's moving or something, right? I'm doing all that. I'm thinking that all the time. And you need to be a student of marketing just like that in order for you to win the game of entrepreneurship. If you're not a student of marketing, you're going to fail. It's just what it is. It's only a matter of time. You could get lucky on your first deal. You get lucky on your second deal. It's not going to happen on the fourth, fifth, sixth deal. You're not going to get lucky. Okay. That's why we call it luck, because it doesn't happen all the time. Once it happens all the time, that means there's got to be a strategy behind it. And what is the strategy here? Well, it starts from marketing. It starts from paying attention to marketing in total. Okay. So it's very important that I stress that out to you. Okay. All of that. So as a real estate flipper, you are essentially in the marketing business. You create deals for realtors. You create deals for brokers. You're not against the realtors and the brokers, okay? In fact, you create business for them. You get them to get your property at a discount like that, and you list the property back with them. They will love you to death. Some people are very quick to say, something is legal. So, no, what is legal? There's nothing illegal. The only thing that's illegal is cheating, stealing, and lying, okay? You got to give full disclosure. Any chance you get, say, hey, this is what I'm up to. I want to buy your house at 65% of the value. I'm not going to just come up and tell you. I'm going to tell you that I'm not going to pay full price for it because I want to put in some work so I can make profit. I'm going to give you full disclosure that I'm in this to make profit. If you ask me, am I buying so I want to live in it? I'm going to, no, I don't want to live in it. I'm buying it because I see greens on your house and I want to pluck them, right? I'm very honest with that. And if you have a problem with that, we're wrong people. We don't need to work together. Does that make sense? So either you're prospecting on the phone or you're marketing or you're sending letters out, the more straightforward you are, the better. Because right now, in this time and age, transparency is like one of the biggest things. Just be transparent, okay? The only reason why you don't want to be transparent, if you ever don't want to be transparent, the only reason could be because you're trying to cheat, you're trying to steal, or you're trying to lie. And like I just said, I don't encourage that. There's no reason. That's too costly for you to do. You know, you could lose your life for that. You could lose your freedom doing that. You could just keep it very simple. Get out here, learn marketing, and attract deals. Find and identify deals. Find, identify deals. I gave you two tips already today. I talked about direct mailing. Also, with there's a system that I use called the RedX. You can go to myempirepro.com/RedX to sign up for it. The one that I use to dial all those numbers. It finds the numbers, and then it dials them. And all I have to do is be on this thing and just listen all day until somebody says hello. If the voicemail says hello, I click one button. It leaves an automated voicemail, and that voicemail becomes more marketing for me too. Becomes more marketing for me. And also direct mailing, also Facebook marketing. So for example, we can take all the names and phone numbers that was scraped by the RedX. We can upload all of those into Facebook, and Facebook will create a custom audience, right? And we could target this custom audience and say, we buy houses. Doesn't mean it's going to work. No, it's testing. Listen, if everything was working straightforward like that, right? Everybody would be doing it. Remember that. Always remember that, you know, if everything, every time you try it, it works. Or every time you read a guru book, you try everything they say in the book, it works. Everybody will be doing this, okay? How many people do you think have gone through those classes in the hotel rooms and they're not doing the business? And they've actually tried. It just didn't work. Or maybe they didn't wait long enough, right? So you got to be relentless. You got to have a tough skin to win in this game, okay? And what is tough skin? Tough skin doesn't mean physically. This is all mental. Okay, it's just you knowing that, listen, it's a numbers game. I'm going to have to beat some numbers down to capture my first deal. Once I capture my first deal, it's a wrap. I don't have to think this anymore. I know it works right now. And my first year, I launched my first business. My first product that I purchased was in 2004, December. I did not close my first deal until 2005, December, for 10 grand. All between that year, half of it, I was going to school, finishing my master's. And like all of that, I wasn't thinking about it. I just know that this thing makes sense, right? This is why I'm explaining the sales cycle to you, because it needs to make sense to you. If it makes sense, if it doesn't make sense to you, you never win in it. But if it makes sense to you, right, you will see how it works. And even if you call a few numbers and nobody is selling you the house, you understand it's a numbers game. You understand that, I can't call people manually. I can't start using the phone to call people manually. I got to buy a system that will start dialing hundreds of thousands of people so I can get closer and faster and automate as much as I can automate, right? Bring it down to a system. But the fundamentals are still the same fundamentals. It's our pre-foreclosures for sale by owners. Some of them want to get rid of the house. It's going to be less than 1%. Your job is to find that 1%. Because again, you're digging through the rough for the diamonds, okay? You're going to find a bunch of duds, as we say in network marketing, right? Before you find your studs. Because again, like in network marketing, for example, you're trying to recruit people. An average person you recruit into your business is a dud. They're not going to make money. They're not going to make money. If they don't make money, you don't make money either. So you don't sit down with them and babysit them. You give them a system to run with it. If they couldn't run with it, you're on to the next person already because they have a system. You sit down there and try to encourage them that they must be the person to make money. You're wasting time, the most valuable asset, right, with the wrong person. Okay. And if they're going to be encouraged, if they're going to be inspired, they will be inspired because of the result you've created by not waiting for them. You just put them in the system. The same fundamental applies in real estate. You talk to people. Remember, you can't say the wrong thing to the right person. You can't say the right thing to the wrong person. That does not negate the fact that you have to learn how to talk. You have to learn how to warm up to people. You got to learn how to mimic people. If they have a high energy, don't be too low because they're going to get rid of you. If they are too low energy, don't be hyper because they're going to think you're stupid, right? So you want to pretty much, be human, okay? Be human. Being human means you bring some value to the table. Every relationship you have in your life is because there's some kind of value that somebody is bringing to the table. Your mother, your father, your brother, your sister. Once somebody is not bringing value to the table, it's only a matter of time before something gives. Okay. And you go to relationships to go there to give, right? If you're going to be deliberate about your relationships, you should be going there to give. So when you come into this marketplace, you need to have at the back of your mind that you have something to give. You have some kind of value to give. And as a real estate flipper or wholesaler or networker or a marketer, like I just told you, you are essentially a marketer. And a marketer in 2018 and beyond, you must have some kind of value you bring to the table that's valuable, but you're offering it for free. Because why? Because you need to collect data. You don't want to be collecting money up front. Because you know what? Strangers are not going to give strangers money anyway. On an average, they're not going to give people money. People are going to give you money after they've warmed up with you. After they felt like, you know what? This guy knows what he's talking about. You know what? This guy is going to hook me up. But that's not going to happen on day one. It takes time to build that kind of thing. It takes time to build relationship, right? It takes time to build trust in a relationship. If you mess up trust, right? Trust is not, trust, attraction, relationship. These are not things that you can reverse engineer it, which means you're going to have to reverse engineer patience into that, right? By giving over giving, right? You can do that, but you need to understand that it's not, you can't just say, I'm attracted. I choose to be attracted. No, you don't choose to be attracted. Attraction is the effect of a level of giving, a certain level of giving over time. So when you enter a marketplace and you're always giving, this is why I tell you to create content. This is why I tell you to lead with value. So if I'm sending mailings to people's houses right now, the best way I would like to do it is get them to go download a free book that can help them through their problems on the internet, so I can capture data, because collecting data is where my money is. Collecting data is where my money is, where your money is. It's why Facebook is facing trouble right now, because Facebook is good at one thing. I just checked today. Facebook is over 450 billion dollars in cap rate. Sorry, market cap, rather. Market cap. This guy is worth $71 billion because it's good at one thing, collecting data. Excuse me. All right. I muted myself again. I don't know how long I've muted myself, by the way. Okay. So I was saying that I have 439 videos, and it was probably very, very hard for me to keep going at 20 videos, because at that point, I probably have one or two subscribers, right? Looking at this number was very, very hard, but I had to keep going. Okay, because I already know from other businesses I've built that quitting is for the losers. Consistency is for the winners. Being the best is not for the winners. Doesn't matter. Okay, this is a marathon. Okay, being the best, it doesn't matter what kind of game you're playing. It could be a sprint. Okay, the game is about the people that can finish. If you can't finish, sorry, you're a loser. You could do great in the beginning. You could give it all the speed you want in the beginning. The people that keep the key thing, the key ingredient, either in real estate, networking, marketing, entrepreneurship, the key ingredient is consistency. You find out from mentors what you need to do. You put them in place. Okay. You got to position the right mechanism, the right machines in the right places. You got to position your giveaways. Cause again, this is about giving, right? You can give relentless to the market, right? Where do you need to give every day? Where do you need to give a book constantly? Where do you need to give on a regular basis? Content creation is giving. That's all it is, right? Do that relentlessly. You win the game. Excuse me. All right. So hopefully that wasn't too much of a mute. But that's how it works. Okay. The same thing is applicable on this channel. So please subscribe. I think I was muted when I was saying, please subscribe. Please subscribe to this channel and share with your friends, because I'm trying to get to 1 million, but that's how I'm giving. But what I'm doing also on the inside, when you go download the book, My Empire Pro, is I'm giving more exclusive content on a regular, on a daily basis. I send out the newsletter every day where you learn something new. I'm not just sending newsletter just to get a clickbait so you can pay me some money. No, I'm actually giving you stuff that you can apply immediately in your business, right? And this is how I win. Some people are going to find value in doing business with me, and some people are just going to find value in just reading the emails. That's perfectly fine, okay? Whichever one fits you, the more I give into the marketplace, the more you help me put in the marketplace, the more we all win. But more about me. I mean, enough about me. Let's talk about you. What kind of business are you trying to build? Chances are you landed on this video because you're trying to flip real estate, okay? You want to do some fix and flips, or you just want to flip as a wholesaler. Either way, I want you to understand that you have a tremendous amount of value to bring to the marketplace of real estate, okay? You are the reason where we're going to create properties that will collect and command top dollars in the marketplace. And when it commands top dollars and high value in the marketplace, it's a sign that that city is going to come up, okay? I mean, that's a sign. If you can see visions and you can create properties that's remodeled for the marketplace, and you do that on a regular basis, the city is going to love you. They will do more business with you. And that's going to open even more floodgates of opportunities for you because you're helping the city. I want you to understand that you're also helping the realtors, because the realtors cannot list nothing. They have to list houses. And the more the value of the houses they list, the better, the more commissions they make. The same thing with the brokers, right? It's the same thing. You're helping the marketplace, okay? That's the role of real estate flipping in the real estate sales cycle. It's a very important part. Don't let anybody tell you that it's illegal. If they say it's illegal, tell them, explain themselves. It makes absolutely no sense why anybody should say it's illegal. The only sense out of that is that you're scared, fear. And I get it. Sometimes fear will look at you square in the face and make you say that your own life is a scam. People do that, you know? That, I mean, like, some of the weirdest things people will say is scam. Like, why is that a scam? Because somebody is about to make money? Oh, he's selling courses, so it must be a scam. Like, really? That's your definition of scam? People do that all the time, you know? It's actually the normal thing. And you have to be, your IQ has to be a little bit higher to say, no, there's value for someone, not necessarily for you. There's value for someone in what this gentleman is trying to do. So I don't know. It's not cheating. It's not stealing. It's not lying. He's telling you exactly what he's doing. He just told you, I'm selling a course. Go pick up the course. And you say, no, he's just trying to sell a course. Duh. He just said that, you know, but I want you to understand that real estate flipping is a very important part, role in the real estate sales cycle. Okay. And sometimes, intimidated brokers that don't know what they're doing, will try to scare you out. I think you're doing this illegal. Like, based on what? What do you mean? What do you mean it's illegal? It's illegal because what? I'm not being a realtor. You know, I'm not representing anybody. I'm trying to buy a house. I'm trying to put a property under real estate for an investor so they can put this house back on the market. So your ass can make commissions. So what do you mean it's illegal? Ask questions. Ask more questions before you conclude because of fear that something may be illegal. Real estate flipping is absolutely legal. I don't care where you go in this world. I don't care what kind of clause or languages are used in the contract. Some people say, oh, it's not legal in some states. In what state? I still haven't heard about it. You can comment below if you know a state where it's not legal to flip real estate, okay? But again, it depends on what you mean by flip real estate, okay? Flipping commodities, money, real estate, and resources is what creates economy, period. And that's all I have to tell you today. So right now, if you enjoy this, please give me a thumbs up. Make sure you do that at least one time during the session. And comment below if you have any questions. More importantly, go to myempirepro.com and download the book absolutely for free. And I would like to see you on the inside. Also, make sure you share this video with everybody that you know on your social media. Just click share. Use the share button. And I'll really, really appreciate that. And expect to hear more from this. Subscribe to the channel. Click the bell to join the notification squad. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. It's been a lovely 1 hour. And next week, we'll be back to cold calling again, reaching out and finding those deals. Hopefully, you've been enlightened and educated. And I'll see you on the next one. And peace.